About 20 years ago, when I started teaching, there was a boy in yeshiva who sat right next to me during davening, and I thought he had a major attitude problem, and I was on a little bit of a power trip as a 22-year-old Rebbe, so I used to give him a lot of mussar. So one day, he was sitting during Kaddish, and I said, "Nu, Kaddish." You know, I made a motion that he should stand, and he looked at me and he said, "I'm Sephardic." And it's then that I learned that Sephardim don't stand for Kaddish. I was actually unfamiliar with that, so I thought it would be a good topic to discuss. It actually does relate to recent Daf Yomi. We'll get to it in a moment. But what's behind this difference of minhagim that Ashkenazim are makbid to stand for Kaddish and Sephardim sit for Kaddish? So Rabbi Chaim Jachter has a beautiful article on the topic. So I'm going to just essentially tell you what he says in the article. Maybe add in a note or two along the way. There are basically three sources for the idea of standing during Kaddish. The one that the Mishnah Berurah quotes is from the Darkei Moshe, or Chaim Simen Nun Vav, from the episode that's recorded to us in the Navi in Sefer Shoftim, when the left-handed warrior, Ehud Ben Gera, confronts the big fat king Eglon, the king of Moab, and he tells him that he has a message from Hashem, and Eglon stands up to receive the message from Hashem. Of course, he was just trying to get him out of his seat to stab him and to run out the window or whatever. But nevertheless, that's the so the Yerushalmi comments, and the Darkei Moshe quotes it, that we should follow the example of Eglon, and when a Davar Sheba Kedusha is recited, such as Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, we should stand up for a Davar Sheba Kedusha. In fact, Rav Shechter points out that this is one of the characteristics of a Davar Sheba Kedusha, that a Davar Sheba Kedusha is something that we normally have the practice to stand for. The Davar Sheba Kedusha are normally said by Amir Vaniyah, they're said responsively, and they're normally said standing. That's what Rav Shechter points out in Nefesh HaRabba, I think, that certain passages were written that are not technically a Davar Sheba Kedusha, but were written to mimic a Davar Sheba Kedusha, or to give the impression of being like a Davar Sheba Kedusha. For example, Lichadodi, that we say on Friday night. It's not an actual Davar Sheba Kedusha, but it was written Ki'ilu, so that's why it was supposed to be said responsibly, and until the minhag changed, and a lot of people just thought it goes better, it flows better when you sing it straight, but that's certainly not the way it was written. It was written to be recited responsibly, and that's why many people have a minhag that they stand for a davar for lechadodi also, because it's this quasi davar shebe kedusha. The second makar for the idea of standing is from the Gemara in Masech Sanhedrin Daf Samach that talks about how they would handle the megadev. The Machsa Shekel quotes this in Or Chaim Simen Nun Vav as well, that the Gemara talks about how they would give edus for someone who was megadev, someone who was mevarich as Hashem. How would they say it? So the Mishnah tells us that the gadol of the witnesses would stand up, and he would say the name of Hashem that was cursed, and then the dayanim would stand up, and they would tear kriya because they would hear about such terrible news. So the Gemara says that's the source for them standing when Hashem's name is mentioned is also from Eglon, but this is just like another layer of that source that we find it in the Gemara itself, that when it comes to the Megadif, the mention of the Shem Hashem is something that would require standing. And the third Maramakom is Rav Shlomo Kluger quotes in Tshuva Shnos Chaim, Simen Pei Aleph, based on the story with Bilam, that Bilam tells Balak in Bamidbar Perachav Gimel, Kum Balak Ushema, that you should stand up and listen. And when Balak asks what Hashem had said, so the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabba, Chaf, says that based on that we're not allowed to sit when the Dvar Hashem is being transmitted. So these are the three Marim Makomos for the basic idea of standing during Kaddish. So why did the Sephardim sit during Kaddish? So the short answer is because the Arizal said so. And when the Arizal says so, Sephardim typically listen. The Arizal was a very, very influential person on Sephardic practice, Hasidic practice also, but on Sephardic practice, Rabbi Jachter points out that the way Sephardim arranged the Seder plate, the way they blow the shofar during the Silent Shemone Esrei, the waving of the lulav, in what order they do it, it's all based on the Arizal, more so than the Beis Yosef or the Rambam, which you would imagine are the great poskim of Sephardic Jewry. In fact, Rabbi Jachter points out that there's a bakasha that is said by Sephardim prior to Tkiyah Shofar, where they daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept the shofar that they're about to blow and view it as if they're having all the proper kavanos for the shofar of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and of the Arizal. So, you know, those are the three that they identify. So that's some pretty rarefied company for the Arizal to be in. This is in contrast to Ashkenazim in general when we view the Arizal. We also hold the Arizal in very, very high esteem. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, he's like an Achron, like most of the Achronim we hold in very high esteem. So he's no different than any the other Achronim, he carries the same weight as other Achronim. So that's very different than the Sephardic practice. So where does the Arizal say that they're supposed to sit during Kaddish? Rav Chaim Vital in Shara Kavanos, Drush HaKaddish, quotes this from the Arizal, that the Arizal himself said that the Yerushalmi, that's the basis for that Darkei Moshe, for that Ramah about Eglon, that whole Yerushalmi is a forgery, the Arizal told Rav Chaim Vital. So Magen Avraham explained, where in the world did he get that idea that it's a forgery? He says, because if you look in the Yerushalmi, it misquotes the Pasuk. The Pasuk in Sefer Shoftim says that Eud says the name Elohim Kim, and the Yerushalmi uses the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei in quoting that Pasuk, and also the Yerushalmi says the Pasuk as if Eud told Eglon to stand. Pasuk doesn't say that, so he said the fact that it so badly misquotes the Pasuk must be a riot that the Yerushalmi is a forgery, and therefore you can't use that Yerushalmi as the basis for any Pesach, and that's why the Arizal said that they should sit during Kaddish. The a second explanation of the Sephardi practice is the Chasam Sofer in Tshuva points out, based on a Gemara that we had recently in the Dav Yomi, in Brachos and Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, the Gemara talks about how many times you bow during Shemoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says, regular people, four times during Shemoneh Esrei, Tchila V'Sof, by Avos and Hoda'ah, and that's it. But, the Gemara says, for higher stature people, they need more bowing. A Kohen Gadol, more than a regular person. A Melech, even more than that. And why is it that higher stature people need more bowing? Because they need to express humility on a higher level, because they can, their positions can get to their head. So a king, that's why a king has to write a Sefer Torah, carries it with him wherever he goes, because it's to remind him not to become full of himself, not to become arrogant. So that's what he's fighting against something. So therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, you can't bring a raya that Eglon stood up when he heard the Dvar Hashem, that we should all do that. Eglon had to do it because he had to, he requires more humility, more respect in responding to the Dvar Hashem than everybody else, because it's likely that he's going to feel a sense of arrogance, a sense of gaiva, if that extra level of respect and humility is not demanded of him. And furthermore, you could say the same thing when it comes to Balak. Balak was also a melech, so maybe he also requires that extra level of kavod. And also, Rabbi Jachter points out that Balak's situation was totally different, because Balak asked, you know, what did Hashem say? As if he was mocking Hashem. So maybe Dafka, in a situation where someone was just mocking the Ribbono Shel Olam, so now there's going to be an extra demand that he better compensate for that and better show respect. It's the way some of the Achronim understand the idea that if you say the Shem Hashem, if you say a Brach Levatel, or you say the Shem Hashem when you weren't supposed to, so the Allah is supposed to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusel Yom Ved. So what does that do? What does that accomplish? You can say Baruch, does it fix it? Does it change it? Can you go back in time? I mean, do you ever have such a thing anywhere else in Allah? You actually turn on a light on Shabbos and you say Vishomer Bnei Yisrael Asa Shabbos. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't, meaning but it could be that the idea is that a person has shown a certain lack of regard for the Shem Hashem, so now he has an extra requirement to be mechabit the Shem Hashem. So you should say something about a greater kavod for the Shem Hashem. So that could have been what was going on with Balak. And what about the Megadev? So the Megadev, a similar argument. They just heard something that's terrible. They heard this terrible chilul of the Shem Hashem. So when they're hearing such a thing, you have to dafka, go out of your way to show a greater level of kavod. But maybe that's not indicative of the level of kavod that everybody has to have all the time by every Kaddish. And that's why the Chida and the Kaf HaChayim and the Ben Ishchai and the Rav Vad Yosef all say that Svardim can sit during Kaddish because, based on that Arizal, that they're not moved by any of the rayas as to why one has to stand during Kaddish. But even for Svardim, there are three exceptions. The first exception is the Arizal, if he was already standing, would remain standing. So at the end of Chazaras Hashatz, where he was standing anyway, so he, even though you don't have to stand up for Kaddish, but he would stay standing for the Kaddish because it's disrespectful careful to dafka sit down when the Kaddish is being said. Second exception is that the Kaddish right before Mariv on Friday night. Rav Chaim Vital in the Siddur says that you should stand for that Kaddish because that's when one is being Makabal to Sefer Shabbos. So similar to like the Gemara in Bava Kama Lamed Beis when you're going to greet Shabbos Malchusa, so where they get up to go greet the Shabbos Malchusa like we do at the end of Lechadodi, right? That there's an inyan to Dafka stand, or Mizmashir when we stand up, so there's Dafka an inyan to stand at Kabbalah Shabbos. And the third exception, Rav Avadya Yosef writes that if it's a Svardi, and this is why that boy was wrong, after all these years I discovered he was wrong, that if a Sephardi is davening in an Ashkenazi minion, so it looks terrible. Everyone else is going to be standing when they're being when they're saying this great words of Kiddush Hashem, and he's going to be sitting down. So that looks like he's a lahachisnik. That looks terrible. That's similar to everyone else covering their eyes saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and not participating in that. So a person has to participate. You can't look like you're doing different than everybody else. Not only because the losis goda do to look different than everybody, but dafka that you're going to be sitting while everybody else is standing, that dafka would look terrible. And Ravadia writes, Naru Fashte, that there are multiple practices and each practice has its basis in halacha. The Ben Ish Chai says that the minhag in Baghdad was to stand a little bit when the Shliach Tzibur would say Baruch Hu, and he says he's not sure what the basis for that practice is, but maybe it's to sort of acknowledge that there is some movement for Dvarim Shebekdusha, that there's some standing a little bit for Dvarim Shebekdusha. The PS to that story about that boy is that he just called me last week and he told me he's learning Daf Yomi. He has 7 children and Baruch Hashem. And now I'm sure when he davens with Ashkenazim, I'm sure he stands for Kaddish nowadays. But when he davens with Sfardim, I'm sure he sits. Okay, have a great day, everybody. Yeah.